tonight's chant is dedicated
by the three guys.
Eliyahu Rabinowitz and Eliyahu Kamenovich and Hershey Kallis. And I Rabinowitz.
Okay.
Okay, Parshas Yisroel. Okay. Pasuk tells us Perek Yutes Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk tells us the Atem Tihuli Mamleches Kehanim V'Gei Kadosh. Hashem says you should be for me Mamleches, a kingdom of Kehanim and a Gei Kadosh. Eila Hadvar Meshitidaber El B'nei Yisrael, a Gei Kadosh. The Ben Ishchai has a famous marshal in this Pasuk, which we said over in the past. There was a man walking through the streets, browsing the stores to buy a gift, and he looks in a window and he sees a chicken standing in the window.
That's a good gift.
And the chicken is jumping around and moving around, and he goes into the store and he asks the owner, how much is the chicken in the window? How much is the chicken in the window? And the owner tells him, the chicken in the window, $500.
What?
$500. And he looks at him and he says, $500? I can go down to the Schwachtoys, to the butchers, I can buy a chicken for $5, $10. $500 a chicken? So the owner says, ah, it fooled you also. Come, look at the chicken. And he looks closer and he sees it's not real. It's a robot. It's a mechanical chicken. And the chicken is imitating and acting like the real thing. Looks like a chicken, acts like a chicken, but it wasn't a chicken. And he looks at this robot in the window. And the owner says, oh, now you understand why it's so expensive. It's $500. And the buyer says to him, I still don't understand. Why is it so expensive? I can get a real chicken for $10. A fake chicken should cost less. Why should a fake chicken cost more than a real chicken? And the owner answered him, and the owner said, a real chicken was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem created real chickens. The millions of chickens. Wherever you go, you'll find chickens. The millions of them all around. But this chicken is one of a kind. This chicken was created by men, by people, and it was very intricate. It has all kinds of mechanisms inside, all kinds of gadgets inside, and this is one of a kind, and since it's one of a kind, that's why it costs so much. It costs $500 more than any other chicken. Says the Ben Ishchai, somebody learns this pasuk and he says, "Va'atem tiyuli mamleches kehanim v'goy kadosh." You should be for me a goy kadosh. And a person will say, a goy kadosh? A Kadosh Baruch Hu wants kedusha? Shemayim is filled with kedusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu has plenty of malachim in Shemayim. The malachim are kedusha. Meriva vayis kodesh. You have Srofim, Vaifanim, Mechayas HaKadosh, there's so many Malachim and Shemayim. What does a Kadosh Baruch Hu need my Kedusha? Kedusha is abundant in Shemayim. Says the Pasuk, V'yatem tiyui mamleches kaihanim v'goy kadosh. Be for me a goy kadosh. It's true that the Malachim, millions of Malachim.
A dime a dozen
Malachim. And Malachim are all kadosh. They're created that way to be kadosh. But a guy to take people to live down here in this world, take people down on earth, and they should be kodesh, that's one of a kind. To go take one nation of all the Zion, of all the 70 nations in the world, of all the Shivim Umos, and to take one nation and they should stand out and they should be kodesh, that's outstanding. That's unique. That's special. That's worth more than all of the malachim. That's worth more than all of the kedusha that's in Shemayim. We've said many times, malachim are called Aymdim. Malachim are called standing, steady. People are called Mahalchim. They walk, they move. Malachim are called Aymdim, because a Malach can't go up in Madrega. Whatever Madrega the Malach was created on, that's the Madrega the Malach stays on. Whatever his job is, his shlichus is, his tafkid is, that's what a Malach remains. A person is Mahalchim. Hashem told Yeshua, he's Mahalchim bein ha'Aymdim ha'Eil, he's walking between his Aymdim, between the Malachim. A person is Mahalach, he's walking, he's going. The person has the ability to pick himself up. The person has the kayach to rise from one level to another level, one madrego to another madrego. A person is called a mahalich. To be a goy kadosh, to sit here in this world Olam Haza, surrounded by all the Goyim, surrounded by all the Tyrants of the world, surrounded by the Yetzahara, and Afal Pike to be a Goy Kadosh, to be Mahalech, somebody who rises up, Bein Haim De Ma'ela, that's a Gaval De Kamaila. It's like one of a kind. To have one of a kind, such Kedusha, that's a Ma'ela. And that's what we have to strive for. We have to strive to become that Goy Kadosh among the entire world. The Pasuk at the end of the Seres HaDibrois, Perichov Pasuk Yudal, the Pasuk tells us, Vaysach Moed Beis Riech. I know we said this over, but it's a lesson that we have to hear over and over and over again. The Pasuk tells us, Vaysach Moed Eishes Riech, Va'avdoi, Va'amot, sorry, Vaysach Moed Beis Riech, don't desire your friend's house, Vaysach Moed Eishes Riech, don't desire your friend's wife, Va'avdoi, Va'amosa, his Eved, his maid, V'shoiroi, V'chamoroi, his ox, his donkey, V'choyel Asher Riech, and everything that he has. Don't desire anything that he has. And the kash is obvious.
That's enough.
The pasuk could have just as easily said, Loi sachmoid, koil Hashem ariyacha. Don't desire whatever your friend has. Why does the pasuk spell it out? Don't desire his house, the wife, the eved, the maid, the ox, the donkey. Just say, don't desire whatever he has. What's the pasuk? V'choyel Hashem ariyacha. And all that belongs to your friend. And I saw B'Shem Reb Yaakov Galinsky, could be other side of art also, but it's a very powerful, true art. And that is, what makes a person jealous? We see someone has something, and it strikes us, we want it also. It's one thing a person has, one achievement a person achieved, one belonging a person owns, and it gets us. He has it, and I don't. I wish I had it also. I need it, I want it, I have to have it. Sometimes it's a gashmius, sometimes it's a status a person has, but we're very narrow-minded. We see that one thing in front of us, and it eats us up, it obsesses us. I have to have it. I'm jealous. I need it. I wish I had it. Says the Pasuk, 1 minute. You're desiring your friend's house. You want your friend's house. You're desiring your friend's wife. You're desiring his eved, his amma, his shor, his chamar. You should know one thing. There's a whole story behind it. Do you know everything else your friend has? Do you know everything else that's going on in his life? Do you know what goes on behind his closed doors? He has his peckle also. The grass always looks greener on the other side. The grass always looks greener on the other side. But sometimes when we get there, we realize, I should have stayed back. I should have stayed where I was. I was better off. Says the Pasuk, you want his house. You want a shar. I'll give it to you. But be careful. It comes with a package deal. You have to take his peckle also. You have to take his tzaras also. So the pasuk, don't desire that one thing that he has, his house, the isha, the eved, the amor. You want it? Be careful. It comes with a package deal. It comes with It comes with everything that he has. It comes with his tzaras. It comes with his problems. It comes with all the troubles that he has. A person realizes that, it takes away the feeling that he has. Do I really know him? He's better off. You're right, this might bother me. But the truth is, a person looks at the whole picture, he realizes that he's better off with what he has, and he shouldn't desire what somebody else has. Okay, we all know the famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to be Mekabel the Torah, the Malachim gave Moshe Rabbeinu a hard time. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod and answer the Malachim. And the Malachim said, who's Ben Adam? Who's a person that deserves to take the Torah down to Olam Hazeh, to this world? And Moshe said to the Malachim, did you go out of Mitzrayim? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I'm Hashem, did you go out of Mitzrayim? Did you go out of Mitzrayim? Did you work in Mitzrayim? The Pasuk says, a person should work 6 days a week and rest on Shabbos. So Moshe said to the Malachim, did you work on Shabbos? Kabed Savicha Vesimecha. And Moshe asked the Malachim, do you have a father and a mother? Voy Sirtzach, voy Sinof. Is the jealousy among you? Is the machoikis among you? Doesn't apply to you? The Malachim were Moida, and they let Moshe take down the Torah. And everybody says about this Gemara, Darshani. Gemara says Darshami. What does the Gemara mean? The Malachim didn't know it? The Malachim didn't know about that he went on Mitzrayim? The Malachim didn't know Kabed Savicha Vesimecha? I am Ponim Mutayro. Just say over, usually say over the Dubno Magid, we'll leave that for a different time. We'll say over the Ben Ishchai and the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi we said over many times. Beis HaLevi gives his famous teretz, and that is that Avada the Malachim knew the Torah comes down to this world. There's no doubt about it. The Torah belongs to us down here. Those rules are not negay in Shemayim. The rules apply down here. But the malachim, mutayning, we want the power to decide halacha. Down here, who are they? Who are people to be able to decide what the halacha should be like? In certain cases, they ain't gonna paskin the halacha. A person has the ability to paskin the halacha and decide what the halacha is. For that, they have to come back to us. Take down the Torah, follow the laws, it's yours. But when you have a shayla, you gotta have to come back to us. You have to come back to Shemayim to ask, because down here, I can't paskin shaylas. Hashem told Moshe, answer them. And what did Moshe answer? Moshe answered, did you go out of Mitzrayim? Do you know what it means to be an Eved and to work? How can you paskin a shayla? How can you decide a shayla that somebody who's working hard? If he's working too hard or not. Do you understand what it means to work? You have no concept what it means to work. How can you paskin a shayla about Shabbos? Someone's in a rush on Friday and he wants to know, is he allowed to do it before this man? When is this man? What can he do Friday? How can he, what's the head to do it on Shabbos? So Moshe says to Malachim, can you understand that? Can you understand what a person goes through, how a person comes running home before Shabbos, and he has to know the halacha, how to be able to keep Shabbos? Can you understand what that is? Do you have any idea what it means to rush for a Shabbos, to prepare? Do you understand what it means to go through, the person goes through, the trials, the tests, the tribulations, the challenges a person goes through? Do you understand what that is? Only a person who goes through the challenges and he understands is he able to paskin. He's able to understand the shayla. He's able to paskin the halacha. Kavod es avicha v'simecha. Do you understand what it means to have a father and a mother? How can you paskin a shayla about avicha v'imecha? Do you understand what it means? You have no idea what it means, avicha v'imecha. How are you right to paskin a shayla? Only a person who feels and understands can paskin a shayla. Well, you mentioned in the previous weeks that every generation is judged by a bezdin of the Gedolim in his generation, because they understand that door. The previous generations can't understand this. They lived in a different world, different generations. The Nisyonis were totally different. Only somebody who lives here in today's day and age is able to understand us. So Moshe said to the Malachim, you're right, but the Torah, the Pekayach HaPsak, can't apply to you in Shemayim, because you can't understand what a person goes through. Only a person who understands what another person is going through, then he can understand. There's a Hefzid Meruba, can be Mako, here there's room to be Mako, here you have to be Machmir, here we can find the Heter, here we can't find the Heter. But somebody who doesn't experience and doesn't know and can't understand what a person is going through, what the Shaila means to the person, can't pass on the Halacha. And that was what Moshe was explaining to the Malacha. So this is the Beis HaLevi. The Ben Ishchai says over a little Moshul, different angle to explain what happened. Says the Ben Ishchai, there was once a father who had two sons. The two sons lived far away. They lived far away. And one day, he sends a coat to the two sons. One coat, and there were diamonds sewn into the pocket. But there was no label attached to the coat.
Who gets it?
And it didn't say which son should get the coat.
Ooh, that's bad.
So the coat arrives, and the two sons, a package comes from the father, and they open up the package, and there's a beautiful coat inside with diamonds sewn into the pocket. And of course, the older son says, I'm the Bechor. Of course, my father met me. I'm the one who should get it. The younger brother says, no, my father met me. How do you know it's yours? And they go to Bezdin. Come to Bezdin, and the older son says to Bezdin, listen, I'm the Bechor. I'm the more important of the two brothers. It's obvious that my father meant this culture for me. It's not for my younger brother. It's for me, of course. And Bezdin says to the younger brother, what do you have to say? And the younger brother doesn't say a word. He picks up the colt and he tries it on. And it fits perfectly. A perfect fit. And he doesn't say a word. And Bezdin paskins, it belongs to the younger brother. Because the colt fit him perfectly. It didn't fit the older brother. The older brother had all his excuses, all his tightness. But it doesn't mean anything. We have to see whom it fits. We have to see whom the colt fits. Moshe said to the Malachim, you want a Torah in Shemayim? Forget all tainus. Whom does the Torah fit? Whom does the cult fit? The Torah is here. The cult doesn't fit you. The Torah doesn't fit. Did you go out of Mitzrayim? Do you work 6 days a week? Do you have a father and a mother? The cult doesn't fit. The cult fits. The cult fits us. The cult fits us down here in this world. The cult fits you, Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, Moshe said, the Torah belongs to us. And the Malachim Amayda, the cult fit. The cult fits us. The Torah belongs to us. Okay, so David reminded me Sunday night, David Skapi asked me to say over the Chido. So I hadn't said it over in a while, so I'll say over the Chido. Okay. The Pasuk tells us, Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. Remember Yom HaShabbos to be Kodesh. Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. And we all know, the Gemara tells us that Leil Shabbos, when a person comes home, two malachim come together with a person. Two malachim escort a person into his house. And the malachim see what's happening inside the house. If the house is peaceful, the house is set to Shabbos, the neiros are lit, the table is set, the house is Shabbos-tick, and the house is peaceful, the malachim of a bracha should be like this next week again. The good malach, the bad malach has to answer amen. Should be like this again. If Chas V'Shalom, they come home and the house is a churban, it's upside down, and there's no Kedushas Shabbos in the house, then the bad malach is the one who says his klala. Should be like this next week again, and the good malach has to answer amen. Okay. And the question is, how do you ever get out of the rut? Kasha, fine. It's possible to, with extra kaychus, to be able to override. But a person has to make a good impression on the malachim. We sing Shalom Aleichem, Bayachem Shalom, Baruch Hu Shalom, with the malachim come home with us from shul. Just the Derech Agav, the Velti Yisra Kasha, why we say Tzeitzim Shalom right away. Malachim come, before we sit down, before Kiddush already, goodbye. I don't know. Okay, but those that say it, say Tzeitzim Shalom. Why do we say Tzeitzim Shalom right away? It should be more appropriate to invite the malachim, and before benching, or after benching, we'll say Tzeitzim Shalom, invite the malachim for the Suda. Why do we say to them right away? Why do we say to leave right away? And the Velt gives the answer, because if that malachim came in and the house is peaceful and quiet, let them leave with a good impression. They stick around for a long time, they stick around for another hour or so, you know, during the meal, this happens, that little, made a good impression, they saw everything's fine, they gave us a bracha, say to them, Bit says, yeah, money welcome. Okay, that's like, so one idea that they say over. So when the malachim are there, we make a good impression. Says the Chidah, that Shabbos, the Medrash tells us, Shabbos came and complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every day of the week has a shidduch, has a benzuk. Sunday has Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi has Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi has Yom Shishi. Shabbos is the odd man out. Shabbos has no zivug. Shabbos has no match. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Shabbos that Klal Yisrael will be your zivug. Bnei Yisrael will be your zivug. Bnei Yisrael on Shabbos. B'chadoidi, look at Kala. Shabbos is like the Kala. Klal Yisrael is the chosin. We have to greet the Kala. There's a zivug between Klal Yisrael and Shabbos. The chosin and the Kala. Says the Chidah, by Kedushin, you need two Eidim. Two Eidim, Eidei Kedushin. The chos is mekadesh the kara without two edim, the kedushin is not valid. The two malachim come home with us. The two malachim are the edei kedushin. The edei kedushin. They come home and they testify that Klal Yisrael is mekadesh the Shabbos. They see that Klal Yisrael is mekadesh the Shabbos. That's a good one, right? Right. Very good. So they come home, these are the Eidei Kedushin, they come home and they want to see if Klal Yisrael was the Chosim, the Kadesh, the Kala, the Kadesh Shabbos. The two Malachim that come home are their Eidei Kedushin, who say Eidus, that Klal Yisrael was Mekadesh the Shabbos. So bring the Malachim home, the house should be ready for Shabbos, prepared for Shabbos, so the Malachim can say Eidus, that Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh HaShabbos. The Pasuk tells us, by Yatzvu B'sachtes Ahar, Perek Yutes Pasuk Yitzayin, that by Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael stood at the bottom of the mountain. And we all know the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kof Aleihem Har Kigigis. Hashem took the mountain, picked it up, and held it over them, turned it over like a barrel, and threatened to drop it on top of them if they weren't Mekabel the Torah. Kof Aleihem Har Kigigis. I don't recall who says over this marshal. Maybe you have it. Who says over this marshal? How do we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us to be Mekabel the Torah? And to the Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around, no, we're not interested. Each one of the nations, not to kill, not for us, not to steal, not for us. And by Klal Yisrael, it's Kof Aleihem Har Kigigis. Marshall, two ladies went with their babies to the doctor. They come to the doctor's office, and they're both sitting in the waiting room. They're waiting for the doctor. And the two mothers start talking to each other. And one says to the other, you know, my child's not eating at all. And I want the doctor to examine to find out why he's not eating. What should I do? And the second one says, you know, my child has the same problem. I came here also for the doctor because my child's not eating and I want to know what to do. And they're talking. And they call the first mother's called into the doctor. She goes in and the door was a little bit open. So in the waiting room, the second mother heard the conversation between the doctor and the first mother. And she tells the doctor, my son is not eating, what should I do? The doctor says, listen, don't force him to eat. When he's ready to eat, he'll eat. Let him be, and when he's hungry, he'll start eating, you see, everything will be fine, but whatever you do, do not force him to eat. Wait until he's ready to eat, everything will be fine. Okay. The second mother hears that advice. She says, oh, why should I bother to go in for? I may know what he's going to tell me. All right. But being a nervous mother, she decides to go in anyway. After the first one leaves, she goes in. The doctor brings his, him? Start feeding him right now. You must feed him immediately right away. Take a little bit, open his mouth, put a little liquid in, maybe put a little food in, a little bit, and as he starts eating a little bit, he'll want more. But you must start to feed him right away. You can't wait. So she says to the doctor, you know, I almost left. I almost didn't come into you. Tell me, how come the first baby, you told her, leave the baby alone, let the baby eat when he's ready. And how come, here you're telling me, I have to start feeding the baby immediately right away? The doctor answers and says, because the first baby has a sickness. The first baby has a stomach element, and right now he can't eat. If he's going to eat right now, it won't be healthy for him. Wait till he feels better. When the baby feels better, he'll have an appetite, he'll start to eat. But right now, it's not the time to feed him. But he says, this baby is a healthy baby, and he has to eat right now. He's not eating. It's because he's scared, he doesn't understand the taste of food. Give him a little bit, he'll see, it tastes good, it feels good, he'll want to drink more, want to eat more. But you have to feed him. Same is true. The Goyim have a machla. The Goyim are sick. They can't appreciate the Torah. They can't understand the Torah. The Goyim have a tumor. They have their taiva. They're rotten to the core, so to speak. They have their machlas. The Goyim can't appreciate the Torah. Klal Yisrael, on the other hand, comes from the Ovois of Rami, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Klal Yisrael is filled with Kedusha. We might not understand the Torah. We might need a little force, a little touch to see how sweet it is. It's like forcing open the baby's mouth and putting in a little bit of a sweet liquid, a sweet candy, in order to show the baby how good it tastes. Kofaleim harkigigis. Gosh Baruch Hu had to give us that first force, that first taste. But once we had that first taste of the sweetness of the Torah, then on our own we'll come ahead to appreciate the Torah, and on our own we'll come ahead to mekabel on ourselves all of the mitzvahs. Like we mentioned many times, Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi Oime, Rotza Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezako Yisrael Yisrael, Lefichach Hebra Lehem Torah Mitzvahs. And we ask just the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mezakos. Give us more mitzvahs. Make life easier. You might even be mezakos. 613 rules? Give us an easy book. 10 rules. 1 rule. Why? So many. How is that a schus for us? And the Teretz is just the opposite. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 613 opportunities to do mitzvahs. 613 possibilities of doing mitzvahs. No matter where a person is, no matter what situation he's in, no matter who he is, wherever he is, he can always do a mitzvah. There's always a mitzvah to do from the time a person wakes up to the time he goes to sleep at night. We have opportunity after opportunity to do mitzvah. All we need is that little sweetness. Once a person tastes the sweetness of Torah and mitzvahs, a person goes on. And the same is true when it comes to learning. Sometimes learning is a little bit hard, call us cautious. But once a person feels the sweetness of learning, this most Torah is sweeter than honey, musk, midvash. A person feels that little sweetness, he wants more, and he wants more, and he wants more. We just started a new mesechta, mesechta ksuvis. Everybody feels that geschmack, the sweetness of a new mesechta, the sweetness of a new undertaking, a new limud. You have to keep it. Let's feel the sweetness of the Torah, and keep the sweetness. The mitzvah shem should be zaycha, to be able to appreciate the sweetness of Torah, and to be able to learn. Mesechta ksuvis, all the mesechtas, should be zaycha, to see Mashiach, so can't hear you, may not. Amen.